In this bulletin, the federal government stands by the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine despite bans in parts of Europe. Australian state leaders continue to debate the government's billion-dollar tourism package, and Roger Federer knocked out of the Qatar quarterfinals. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The European Commission says it's not planning to review its recommendations for the usage of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines after some EU countries suspended usage. Italy, Norway, Denmark are among those temporarily suspending administration after Denmark recorded serious cases of blood clots in recipients. The European Medicines Agency says they're investigating, however, maintains vaccine benefits outweigh risks. The temporary bans come after a death in Denmark and one in Austria, neither directly linked to the vaccine. European Commission spokesman Stefan de Kiedersmacher says the EU will follow official advice.
We follow the science, which means in this case that we follow the advice and the opinion of the European Medicines Agency. The European Medicines Agency is following closely, of course, the use of the vaccines in the different member states. I draw your attention to the fact that yesterday EMA has adopted a preliminary view on the case in Austria, if I'm not mistaken, where they said there was no specific indication that the vaccination led to these conditions.
And the federal government remains confident in the AstraZeneca vaccine despite suspensions in parts of Europe. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said Australian authorities don't share concerns with a number of European countries. Meanwhile, the head of Australia's health department has come under fire for suggesting one coronavirus shot offers full protection against the virus. Mr. Brendan Murphy clarified his stance at the Senate's Coronavirus Response Committee, saying one dose is protective but doesn't last as long and should be topped up. And Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says there is still hope the federal government will meet its COVID-19 vaccination target. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced at the start of the vaccine rollout he wanted to have all adult Australians fully inoculated by the end of October. Mr. McCormack says it was inevitable that things couldn't be flawless.
Well, that's still the plan. That's still the hope. And it's a big job. I'm pleased as a regional member that regional people are being vaccinated at the same rate as our metropolitan friends. We want to make sure that that vaccine gets out to all Australians. We've got a plan. We're rolling it out. We're getting on with the job. It won't go flawlessly all the way through. And the Health Minister Greg Hunt has acknowledged that. The Prime Minister has acknowledged that. But we're doing the very best we can.
State leaders are divided in opinion over the Australian federal government's $1.2 billion tourism package. Western Australia, South Australia, New South Wales and the Victorian government have questioned the fairness of the package given some states have more destinations included in the discount flight list than others. Victoria's Deputy Premier James Molino said he wants a better outcome than just one location in Victoria. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says this is only the initial list and the government could consider adding more Victorian airports such as Mildura or Albury-Wodonga to the list. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also flagged additions to the list of locations. In overseas news, United Nations human rights expert Thomas Andrews says there's growing evidence of crimes against humanity being committed by Myanmar's military. Mr. Andrews says at least 70 people have been killed, over 2,000 arrested since last month's coup.
It is a horrible truth that as soon as I issue a report, the number of murders and arbitrary detentions in Myanmar become outdated. The junta is detaining dozens, sometimes hundreds, every day. As of last night, the total number of arbitrary arrests and detentions since the 1st of February had risen beyond 2,000. And the violence against protesters, including violence against people sitting peacefully in their homes, is steadily increasing.
Myanmar's military has accused ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of corruption. Ms. Suu Kyi has been accused of accepting an illegal payment of $600,000 plus gold while she was in government. Roger Federer has lost his quarterfinal match at the Qatar Open. Georgian Nikolaos Basilashvili took out the Swiss in three sets. Federer won the opening set 3-6, but went down 6-1, 7-5 in final two. The Swiss former world number one says his first ever event after two knee surgeries is just a stepping stone to full fitness for grass court season. Federer was dethroned as the player with the most weeks spent at number one in the ATP rankings by Novak Djokovic this week. He is currently ranked number five in the world. See what the weather's doing for you across the country at the moment. In Perth, it's humid and partly cloudy, 27. In Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 29. In Hobart, similar conditions, 27. In Canberra, showers, 26. In Wollongong, showers with a possible storm, 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, where it's 29. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a shower or two about as well, 29 there as well. It's partly cloudy in Cairns, where it's 31, and it's 32 in Darwin, with a shower or two and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom, and don't forget to check out our podcast for more analysis of what's happening in today's news. SBS News in Depth.